Ladies, gentlemen, geeks of all ages, you are now entering BJ Shea's Geek Nation. Welcome.
Yes, welcome to BJ Shea's Geek Nation. I am the Reverend Enfuego. Across from me is Vicky Barcelona.
Hello.
Show's namesake, BJ Shea, is on assignment. The run of the boards is Joey D's.
Wow.
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
It's comic book day, and since I was out last week, I didn't get a chance to talk about this, and I'm going to do it, damn it. We're going to do a breakdown of Phase 4, 5, and 6 for the MCU. Because San Diego Comic-Con decided just to kind of spill the entire beans, and I'm really interested to see what you guys have to think about that. And of course, we'll get to the Geek Sheet with Vicky B. Vicky, how can people get a hold of us?
Get a hold of us via our website, bjgeeknation.com. It's going to have our blogs, podcasts, and more. Or just search BJ Shea's Geek Nation on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, iTunes, on the Odyssey app.
So many ways to listen to us. And I mean, we've got the new Odyssey app, and it's been updated. So check it out. Find all of our fun podcasts and, contact us and let us know how you feel about some things. And you can do that at bjgeeknation@gmail.com. Let's get right into this because San Diego Comic-Con happened a couple weeks ago. And there's a whole bunch of news that came out through everything, all sorts of different things. And we've talked about it with Gareth. But the one thing I really wanted to do was do a breakdown of what's going to be happening with Phase 4, 5, and 6 for Marvel. Because when Phase 1 through 3 happened, we kind of really didn't know what was going on. Like, we saw glimpses of what might happen with the first Avengers movie because we got that the cut scene for Thanos. And I mean, before that, with the first Iron Man, we got a cut scene. Like, they had the little tidbits, but they were really just kind of leaving us breadcrumbs and kind of wondering what we're going to see. Like, we just had millions of years to speculate. And then we get into stuff with like WandaVision, where suddenly everyone thought it was going to be Mephisto. Was going to be the big bad. And then with Loki, we got with Kang, and we're like, well, where are we going now with this? So they decided to kind of leave everything out on the table and just tell everyone what the hell's going on. And I got goosebumps a lot while watching this because I ended up just watching the videos of those. And they showed a bunch of trailers for things that they haven't shown the trailers yet, depending on like the visual effects, wherever the hell's going on. So we're going to break this down. And as of right now, we know that we are in Phase 4. So all the things that have been happening have been the Phase 4 since the Spider-Man Far From Home. That was like the starting of the Phase 4 stuff. And so it's been a little while going, and a lot of people are kind of like, well, are we going anywhere with this? And it's been kind of like a weird thing. The pandemic did not help it at all.
Nope.
And so trying to figure out where things are going, things have been shuffled around. And again, at this point in time, everything is subject to change because this is going years out. But this is what they've announced. And the first thing that they announced was that She-Hulk and Black Panther Wakanda Forever will end Phase 4. So this means that this will be the end of the Phase 4. And essentially at this point in time...
That happened quick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've been a couple years... at least 2 years into Phase 4, so...
Thanks, COVID.
Yeah. And it's just been... It's been a mess. They've been setting up a lot of different things, but definitely pushing the multiverse. And that's been the big thing. And the big difference with this, too, is the fact that these... when it was coming down to all the phases in the Infinity Saga, as we know it now affectionately, it was really based in the movies. Now they're really integrating the TV shows, which we've seen with WandaVision, Loki, Falcon and the Winter Soldier. All of these different shows are all in the same world for sure. And so at that point in time, they're really integrating everything into it. So you get a full, the big bombastic movies, but then you get a lot of the origin stories like with Moon Knight and such that are, you know, 6-episode limited series with Ms. Marvel and like with all of them, just to try to get you into that and let you know the origins of these characters with a little bit more in depth than just an origin movie where they're fighting their polar opposite, which was very draining when it came down to it watching, you know, Thor 2. Or even the first Thor movie was still kind of brutal to me, to be perfectly honest.
It was something.
Yeah. So those are the ones that are going to end it right here on that. And then we get right into Phase 5. And they just kind of put out the entire Phase 5 slate. They're just like, here's what's going to be happening. And the things kick off in February of 2023, this upcoming February, with Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania. That's going to be followed by Secret Invasion, which is going to be the TV show. And that's not Secret Wars, that's Secret Invasion, which is dealing with the Skrulls, which we've seen in Captain Marvel and even in Spider-Man. Was it Far From Home? Yeah, because we saw Nick Fury acting a little weird, and it turns out in the bonus scene it was actually a Skrull. Like both of them, I think both Maria Hill and Nick Fury were Skrulls in that one.
Maybe.
It's been a while since I've seen it.
And I think I remember, what's her name? Not Misty. In WandaVision, Rambo.
Oh, Monica.
Monica, not Maria. Yeah, Maria was her mom.
Yeah.
Monica, yeah. Doesn't she encounter one too?
I think so, maybe.
I think so too.
And that's going to be a big thing when it comes down, like with the Marvels too, I think, on that aspect as well. So it's going to be Secret Invasion, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, which they did show a trailer for, but we haven't seen anything from that because James Gunn stated that the visual effects weren't ready yet, so they haven't released that. But that's going to have a new villain.
And not with Thor. Thor's gone.
Yeah, Thor's gone because of Ragnarok, so you don't have that. But it's, what is his stupid name? It's going to have Adam Warlock in it for sure, which is going to be played by Will Poulter.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got the new character, the High Evolutionary, is going to be the big bad, who is played by, I'm going to ruin his name, Chukwudi Iwuji.
Oh, dang it. We just looked it up last week. BJ and I figured it out, too.
So sorry for ruining that. But he was in Peacemaker as well. He was the dude who ended up being the alien in Peacemaker. So he's going to be in that as the High Evolutionary, the big bad. And it really is going to revolve around Rocket and his origins.
Oh, really?
And this is going to be a pretty brutal one. And I mean, James Gunn always does this with the heartstring sort of thing. So it's going to be the last time that you're going to see this iteration of the Guardians. Doesn't mean they're going to die. We don't know what's going to be going on yet. But it's going to be the last iteration of James Gunn directing Guardians and this Guardians of the Galaxy group.
And we have no Gamora, right?
They're on the look for.
We have different Gamora. We've got the Gamora from the other dimension who came, or the other timeline who came in at the
earlier
end of
Gamora.
Who came in from Infinity War.
But she wasn't part of the group. She left, didn't she?
She did.
The movie?
Yeah, she left. So okay. I think it's going to be like kind of the search for Gamora sort of thing like that.
Oh, and they encounter Rocket Raccoon's
origins.
Daddies. Yeah. I think the High Evolutionary is going to be Rocket's daddy because it's James Gunn, and James Gunn likes to screw with parental
daddy
stuff.
Daddy issues.
Oh my God, everything is daddy issues.
It
gets me on a little special episode on that. Then we're going to get the TV series Echo, which is going to be a continuation of the Echo character from Hawkeye, which is going to have Charlie Cox and Vincent D'Onofrio reprising their characters as Daredevil and Kingpin in that.
Oh, I missed Hawkeye. So Echo was in Hawkeye?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
And also we got to see the return of Vincent D'Onofrio's Kingpin in that. And then obviously in Spider-Man No Way Home was the return of Charlie Cox as Daredevil. And so we'll see that a little bit more on that.
He caught a brick.
He did. It was really cool. Then we'll also see The Marvels, which is the movie that will have Ms. Marvel, Captain Marvel, and then Monica Rambeau's whatever, supersonic Marvel, whatever, because we saw her change in WandaVision.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what the heck are they going to fight in that movie?
Well, you didn't see the end of Ms. Marvel.
No.
Well, there's a
spoiler alert.
Yeah, there's a spoiler alert in this one, but in the cutscene at the very end, Ms. Marvel somehow switches places with Captain Marvel. So she's in her bedroom, and suddenly, boop, she teleports away, and Brie Larson shows up, and boop, and so it's going to be trying to figure out what the hell's going on there.
And I believe in the comics, she would basically transform into what Brie Larson's character looks like. So I know there was a lot of individual, inner turmoil because she's like, I am this Muslim American and I am portraying the American blonde-haired, white-skinned kind of.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of that, but this is not the case.
This is transportation.
They literally
this
are switching spots.
Yeah. And so it's going to be like, well, suddenly, yeah, Captain Marvel, she knows where she was just at. And I have to imagine it's going to have to do with something with the Kree and the Skrulls because Captain Marvel has her origin, if you watch the movie, was definitely with the Kree, and then the Skrulls were still involved with that as well. So it may be a continuation of that, maybe tying in with Secret Invasion.
Oh, because this does lead to Secret Wars later, right?
Yes.
Okay. All
yeah.
Right, that makes sense.
And then after that, we will get Loki Season 2, Blade, Ironheart. And if you don't know what Ironheart is, there's probably going to be some a little bit of a lead-in for Ironheart in Wakanda Forever.
I think I saw her in that.
Yeah. So Ironheart is a girl named Riri who built her own Mark I Iron Man suit in her college dorm. In the comic books. And so she turns into Ironheart because she makes her own Iron Man suit, which she calls Ironheart at that point.
Got it. Okay.
So she's going to be in that. And again, it's feeling like the next generation, like the Young Avengers sort of thing that they've been kind of laying out when it comes down to that. And then after that, we've got Agatha, Coven of Chaos, Captain America, New World Order, which we'll see Sam as the captain in that as well. Daredevil, Born Again, which is going to be an 18-episode series on Disney Plus.
Damn.
Like one season?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
18 episodes. So I don't even know what the hell they're going to do. If it's going to be half hour or hour, we don't know that at this point in time. But that will more than likely, I have to figure that we're going to see Daredevil. We're definitely going to see probably Kingpin. I hope they're going to bring back some of the other ones. Not that one guy that's really bad that I don't want to talk about. Iron Fist. But I mean, I got to say his name. But maybe bringing back someone like, you know, Frank Castle or, you know, like Jessica Jones. Some of the really cool. I mean, hell, even Luke Cage. Like, these are some of the cool ones that I would love to see more of.
Well, assuming it has the same writers, I do remember when they got canceled, they were actually writing season 4 for Daredevil. So it makes sense that they have a lot of stuff already done. They probably just kept going with it.
It'll be interesting, though, also just to see how brutal they are as opposed to being from a Netflix going to the Disney Plus show.
On top of the fact that we don't know 100% if this is the same Daredevil we've seen before or if it's from a different Earth.
Exactly. Exactly, because it felt like even like the Kingpin was Vincent D'Onofrio as the Kingpin, but it was a little more comic booky.
Hawaiian Whoa. Shirt Kingpin.
Yeah, Hawaiian shirt Kingpin who could take a beating, you know. And so when he was in Hawkeye, it's worth even just to watch those clips of him because there are some, like, he's very powerful. We've known that, but it seemed to kind of amp it up a little bit more in the comic booky aspects of the character. And then finally, the ending of Phase 5 ends July 2024 with the Thunderbolts. Now, Joe, you're looking at me very confused, but this has been starting off kind of in the bonus scenes again with this. Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross was the guy who started the whole Abomination Hulk thing. He was the one who made the Abomination in the Hulk movie.
Great, great name.
Yep. He was a general, and he's been kind of in the back scenes. Usually he was like one where War Machine was like, yeah, we'll totally do what you said, and we're not going to do that.
Isn't so this kind of like the Suicide Squad-esque vibes?
Yes, and if you remember Elaine from Seinfeld, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, she's been playing Vanessa Contessa, Banana Fana Fofessa, big long name, but also known as Madame Hydra in the comic books. She was the one in Captain... Falcon and the Winter Soldier, mm-hmm. who recruited John Walker a special thing.
And she was also the one that recruited at the end of Black Widow. She recruited Yelena.
Yeah.
Yelena. And was the one that's like, hey, you need to kill Hawkeye.
So, yeah. So, it's basically a superhero squad of supervillains.
Ooh.
And so, Baron Zemo was in it as well. So,
yes.
At least we're probably going to see the return of those three characters, plus a couple more that are going to lead into Phase 6.
I'm looking at some fan art. And granted, it's fan art. So, some of the people they think that could be in it or have been in it would be, like we did talk about... the disgraced Captain America or something. Walker.
Johnny Walker.
I kept wanting to say Chris Walker.
No,
not somebody else.
Yeah. Johnny Walker is good to remember. Just remember alcohol.
Yes. Zemo, it looks like Taskmaster, but they might be a different version.
But we don't know yet because Taskmaster was just a part of Red Room.
Yeah.
I
don't think she died.
Black Widow. She did not die.
It's also looking like Frank Castle in this... this fake teaser, you know, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ghost from the second Ant-Man movie.
Yeah, which would
so this
be...
that would make sense for a group.
Exactly. And it's a group of kind of anti-heroes, people who are on the bad side. I could see even Abomination coming in back with this.
And that's in the picture, too. And then somebody else whose face is on fire that I don't recognize.
Oh, maybe Ghost Rider.
Fiery face.
No, not quite.
Ghost Rider's probably going to be for the Midnight Sun someday in the future.
Yeah, I don't know.
But so that is Phase 5 in a nutshell. And then they even went so far as to go Phase 6. And this didn't give out the full layout. There's a whole bunch of different little things that are not labeled in the timeline. But they did show three main things. One of the big ones right there is it's going to have the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
They're going to kick things off for Phase 6 on November 8th of 2024. So BJ's got to wait about, what, 2.5 years? Or, I don't know. My math is pretty bad. But, yeah, it's going to be a while. We're in 2022, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so it's going to be over 2 years till we get the Fantastic Four. But we're going to be getting it. And that doesn't mean we're not going to be getting the Fantastic Four characters before then. It just means they're going to be getting their own movie. So I feel there's going to be some seeds planted as we're going along with all of these movies. And I have a feeling, I've got a real big feeling when we get down to it, because the next one that they announced for that was the big Avengers movie, Avengers: The Kang Dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be our Infinity War movie, our Avengers Infinity War movie, to put a cap on, well, the first part of the cap on this whole Phase 6 series, and then finally the end with Avengers Secret Wars. Secret Wars is massive. There was two times that they've done the Secret Wars. Once in the 80s, which got Spider-Man his symbiote suit, and then in the most recent one where it was God Emperor Doom.
Oh, God, who was the one? So cool,
dude! And that's the thing—the fact that Fantastic Four leads into these. I feel that there's going to be some interesting aspects. A with Kang, he's going to be the big bad. I feel for this entire thing up until that point, and then I feel Doom is going to be doing some interesting things when it gets down to Secret Wars.
It's going to be the classic Doom's a good guy until he becomes a bad guy.
Maybe, yeah. Oh. You know, it's going to be. It's just like I'm so excited to see where they're going to be going with these, because if you haven't read, I think it was 2016 Secret Wars. It is so good. And you don't need to read all the side ones. You can just get the trade of the Secret Wars. And it was good. It was really good. I remember having to wait months, you know, as they're going along. And it was supposed to be like a 6-issue series that ended up doing like 9 issues or something like that. Because it was like, there's too much going on here. We need to figure all this out. But this is the one where literally the worlds explode. Like, the incursion happens, which we saw in Doctor Strange. They mentioned what the incursions are, which are basically multiverses smashing into each other and blowing everything up. The entire everything gets blown up, and God Emperor Doom, using the power of something, I won't spoil it for you, is able to recreate this thing called Battle Planet, which is his own realm, essentially, made from all the fractions and pieces of broken multiverses kind of stapled together that he could rule. And then eventually they managed to figure out how to get this to turn into whole new multiverses and whole new universes.
And I know, like, they canceled it, the Runaway series. Like, it wasn't as good as it could have been, and that's a bummer. Fox needs to stop making, like, Marvel movies or shows or whatever. They've been going poo-poo. That being said, Nico, which is one of the characters in Runaways, actually makes an appearance in the comics in Battle World.
Oh, really?
So I'm like, could you bring her back, please? Like, I would even be down with the same actors. They did a great job. The script wasn't great, and the CGI was worse. That being said, can we get them, please?
And so I feel at this point in time, I mean, we're going to be getting, I feel at some point, our mutants are going to be going and coming in through all of this. Especially if you've seen Ms. Marvel, you know that they've kind of started to plant the seeds of things that are happening. Exactly. So once we get to the end of Phase 6, I feel that that's going to be opening everything up. Secret Wars is going to break. Well, I mean, even like I feel like the Kang Dynasty is going to break the multiverses. And then Secret Wars, much like Endgame, is going to put everything back together and set up the new norm. And at that point in time, we're going to get, I mean, who knows at this point in time. We're only about 2 years away from everything, which is really fun to see where they're going to be going with stuff. And I'm excited again. Not as excited as the Infinity War because that was my jam. But Secret Wars is still really, really good. In a good way for them to put everything together. I just kind of hope it goes better than Phase 4 has kind of been going at this point in time.
Yes.
But again, we're out of COVID. So
yeah.
Mostly.
Yeah.
So
I mean, you know, for dealing with movies and they've maybe figured all that stuff out. So we're no longer in that sort of uncharted territory. They've got the safety protocols. They know how to do stuff. And hopefully we don't end Secret Wars with it just being secret Zoom calls or something like that.
You got to watch out for secret Zoom calls.
But tell us what you think about this. If you got some conspiracy theories when it comes down to what they're going to be doing with all the different phases, I'd love to hear about it. But now it is time for
The Geek Sheet with Vicky B.
All right, Vicky, what do you got?
All right, so you're going to have to follow the bouncing ball that is Vicky.
Oh, no. Here we go.
It's not that bad of a bouncing ball. What I call the bouncing ball is my train of thought, my ADHD train of thought.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do because I subject you to it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, if you happen to also listen to my other podcast, The Broadcast, Sarah and I were making fun of this list of baby girl names, unique baby girl names that people are now naming their kids or should name. Mind you, some of the names were literally like Nixon. Yeah. Yeah, there is some really...
Where's Khaleesi on this list again?
Surprisingly not on there.
Okay, yeah, that one fell off pretty quick, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, there was a lot of pretty bad ones, some that were kind of basic, which were okay, they were tolerable. But anywho, we mentioned that I have a friend who named her kids after X-Men characters, and I'm bummed. I'm like, if I ever have kids, I can't name my kid that.
So Kitty?
No.
Oh. Magic?
No.
Oh,
Johnson.
Johnson. There's no X-Men. Oh,
I'm sure there is.
There's no X-Men named Johnson.
So I explained to her Logan James is a friend's son's name. Logan, obviously, for Wolverine, and James was actually Wolverine's name before he lost his memory.
Oh, okay. That's kind of neat, actually.
And before she had named her son this, I literally thought Logan James is the perfect name for a kid.
Now you can still do Scott Summers.
No. Also, because one of my longtime ex-boyfriends is a Scott, so that's not going to work for me.
Okay. I was like, Scott Summers, Barcelona? That sounds fun.
Jesus. But what? Her daughter's name is Lorna. And if you know who Lorna is, she's Magneto's daughter, Polaris.
Oh, I forgot about... Was she a New Mutant or was she an Excalibur? She was an Excalibur because she has the green hair and I remember that.
Yes. So she also... We did see her appear in a TV series. This is before, I think... Disney acquired Fox, and this was in the Gifted series, which was kind of eh.
Oh, yeah.
It was meh. Yeah. I was whelmed by that show. I think that's the best way to describe it. It had a lot of good, it could have been better. Mm-hmm. I think if they would have taken that focus away from that family, it would have been so much better.
So, yeah. So, I mean, this makes a lot more sense, too, when you're thinking about not using their, like, team name.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. like their actual. It's a little more subtle, so you can kind of get away with that sort of thing.
But then I started thinking, like, oh, man, it would be really cool to see, like, a real Lorna, not just, like, the gothy Lorna. I want to see, like, green hair. Like, have it be, like, Wanda... from the MCU, but like the green version of her. I'm like, that would be so cool.
Yeah.
Because that's where my bouncing ball went.
Mm-hmm.
And then, funny enough, because I spend way too much time on the internet, I found 17 powerful Marvel mutants who haven't shown up in any movies, but should.
Oh, okay.
And is there any that you guys, if you remember any, based on like the cartoons or the comics that you would love to see at some point? And I will see if it's on this list.
See, and that's the problem too, because this isn't just MCU, right?
This just says Marvel Mutants, so okay. X-Men characters.
So X-Men characters. Mr. Sinister would be number one for me.
We've gotten hints.
We have in like all of the shows that I don't really count anymore, but like anything that has a mention of Essex Corporation, that is 100% Mr. Sinister. And if you don't know who Mr. Sinister is, he is... an amazing character. There's a depth to him. He looks kind of like a weird sort of like, I mean, like all supervillains, they look kind of dorky. But the fact that he was a geneticist who is really surrounding around the clones of not only Cable, but also Jean Grey. Mm-hmm.
That's how we got, what, Rachel?
Madeline Pryor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Madeline Pryor. And maybe Rachel too. Yes, yes. I think so, yeah. So
Rachel Grey.
Yeah, he's done a lot of the cloning issues, and that usually makes up all the convoluted trying to retcon sort of things. It's like, no, it was a clone all along. And you're like, that seems kind of weird. But yeah, like Mr. Sinister is a great villain that I would love to see. And I don't know if maybe they're even just talking about heroes on this one.
It kind of looks more like heroes, but I don't like, it's funny because some characters, I'm like, you were a hero, but I've seen you do bad stuff before too. So maybe not. But I'm wondering if because he's already kind of been mentioned, they didn't put that on this list, or he just didn't make the list. But I agree.
Maybe.
Or maybe he's just too cartoony. But if you don't know what he looks like, I'd say is if Kiss went through like a vampire phase.
And maybe that's why I liked it so much.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, he's
very 90s.
Super gothy, very 90s, exactly.
Like the face paint vibe. Like, because I think his skin was just really white.
Yeah.
But still, I think
And he
that
had
was
a cool
fun.
Little gem in the middle of his forehead.
Mm-hmm.
So give us a couple of them so maybe we can set us up on the right road here.
The first one I didn't really realize was as powerful as he was, but if you think about it, yes, he is. And this is Forge. Do you guys remember Forge?
Yes, Forge came from the future, and kind of the same same lines as like Cable and stuff like that. And he was basically like a really good inventor.
Yes, he had like an unworldly mastery over technology.
Yeah.
So he may not be on the same level as geniuses like Reed Richards or Victor Von Doom or Lunella Lafayette. Ooh, Lunella's a cool name.
Oh, there you
go. Tucking that name in for later. Anywho, but he can do wondrous things with his gift. And I think I remember in the X-Men Evolution series, Forge actually like could turn his body into like stuff to work on machines. Like he understood machines and like his arm would turn into like some kind of, not a screwdriver, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
So I guess it depends on the inner, the version of him that you will have. But yeah, imagine having somebody who, if you watch Misfits, you'd understand the reference. I'm an effing rocket scientist.
Well, and it's just like sort of those things that if you think about it in like James Bond terms, like he's got Q, who like creates all the cool gadgets. That is essentially what Forge was. He was able to take future technology and make it applicable for whatever situation they needed at the time.
And I always, like, in my head, I get confused between Morph and Forge, but they're very different powers and different people.
Morph was just, I think, he was just added in the 97 X-Men, and he was just a waste.
Yeah.
I didn't like him at all.
I think they wasted him pretty quick, too. Yeah. Anyway, spoiler alert.
So, my mutant, you guys might be able to guess, that I wish I could have seen, was supposed to have a movie.
Oh, no.
But it got canceled in the last 3 years after, I believe, Disney acquired them.
But is it one that we've never seen this character in a movie before?
Yes, I believe so.
Ooh, who?
It was going to be played by Channing Tatum.
Nope.
Oh, Gambit.
No. Gambit. We've seen him before.
We have?
Yeah, he was in X-Men Origins, that horrible Wolverine origin movie.
That movie
doesn't
count.
Yeah. It does not count because they retconned Deadpool, which, yes, thank you, but they need to retcon Gambit because he didn't even have the eyes.
Yeah, and even the Blob was in that one as well.
The Blob!
Yeah, which I thought wasn't a great take. Like, nothing was good in that movie. Like, I don't care anymore. Like, just like purge that movie. The movie doesn't exist. I don't care about it anymore, but I have to agree. I would love to see Gambit full form, like just like going all in on that sort of thing.
And the problem with that movie though, is it needs to be like a third movie in the mutant series if they bring it back, because his character, I don't know if it could do a standalone without other mutants, because his character is kind of like a cool, suave guy, but he needs to have like people who pull him towards a storyline to be a better person.
So there's a couple ways they can go about it, I think. And I honestly, maybe a movie may not be the best way to go. A TV series could be a good way. And I feel like if you do so, you have to go on board in the New Orleans culture.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because
that
is a big part of who he is. He's the Cajun, you know? And you could either do more of a romantic feel if you want to incorporate Rogue in more of a romance story. He is like the Prince of Thieves. That is his family. So you can make it a story about a family of thieves and then him trying to go on the right path.
And I believe for a while he was the leader of the Morlocks, which were the underground mutants who were kind of the nasty ones that were just kind of hanging out. And it could be he's the leader of the Thieves Guild known as the Morlocks, which are just a bunch of rejected mutants who have been, you know, hiding underground in New Orleans, maybe staying in one of those creepy-ass mausoleums and stuff that they have all over there.
That could be a thing. I don't know if the Morlocks went all the way to New Orleans, though.
I feel at that point you could just do anything. I just feel like that would be kind of a good way to have him in as maybe not a villain, but not as a hero, because he's definitely that middle ground sort of gray area. Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, I remember briefly, and I don't remember if this is from like the 95... like the 90s X-Men cartoon, but he, and I think I did a little more reading, he was engaged, like it was kind of like a royal family affair, like the royal family of thieves, and they basically are like, hey, this gal, you're gonna marry her. Her name was Belladonna, And so they have like a romance going for a while, but I think she turns into a baddie or something like that. So I would love to see that too. And I think a series might actually be better than a movie.
That'd be
the only way I think that character could work.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need a lot of groundwork for that.
Mm-hmm. And that's like, I'm just thinking of all the different other characters who I'd love to see, but it's like the ones that we've already seen, but I want to see more of. So I'm kind of interested now more with some of this list.
Yeah, some of these you have not either heard of or they're just not as big.
Mm-hmm.
The second one is Lorna Polaris. And that's kind of where I'm tying all this in together. I love Polaris because she just seems like she's Magneto's daughter. She's got his powers, basically.
Yeah.
Who's the mother?
Do you know that? There's like, I know she's half siblings with Wanda and Pietro, so they're only like, I think they're only related by their father. It's been different story, different lines and stuff. I think at one point either her mother or the twins' mother was like a traveling gypsy or something like that. It's just
So it's just inherited through the male. I thought it was like Witch Mutant Bang Magneto.
I think
it was just all his genes at that point in time, you know, sort of thing.
And Mystique, I think, has banged him. She's banged a lot of people. Not shaming, just saying.
Now, see, like, I'm even thinking about, because we know that a Fantastic Four movie is coming out. So I would just think, like, we've seen all of the, you know, the four, the iteration of the four. Mm-hmm. But I would love, and I know BJ would love to see this, would be Valeria and Franklin Richards, which are the kids who are amazingly powerful.
And I think Franklin is technically a mutant.
He goes back and forth.
Yeah.
He's been retconned as not a mutant.
Right.
But I think that might have been just a ploy in the comic books to get him to go onto one side or whatever. It was that whole Krakoa, like, island of mutants. Like, well, you can't go there now because you're not a mutant. It's like, but, well, does gamma rays cause mutant, like, because it's so confusing, and that's just how they deal with all that sort of thing. But it also got me thinking as well, because I almost mentioned him when you mentioned Forge, would be Bishop. But I think Bishop was actually in one of, like,
he was in the Gifted.
And I think he was in Days of Future Past, too, even. Like, maybe, like,
bit. Was it Idris Elba?
I don't know. That would be amazing, though. I would love to see him back, but he's probably not on the list because he's already been visited at some point. It's just like all these ones were like in it for a blip. Like if you think about like X3, and there are so many mutants in there who maybe didn't even get a name, and you're just like, but I want to see a good version of it.
And yes, it was Days of Future Past.
Damn it.
I was like, I feel like I have seen him. I think he was also, like I mentioned in that Gifted show, that meh.
Mm-hmm. So who else is on this?
And by the way, that was played by Omar Sy.
Oh, okay.
I got confused with the cape and the dreads. I'm like, hey, I can't remember his name. Not Hemlock, not Hemgrove.
It's Heimdall.
Heimdall, thank you.
Yeah, sorry.
Brain, thank you. You complete the brain.
Oh, man, that was the problem with the Apocalypse and Phoenix. Is just those movies just like got lost in people's minds because they were just so bad.
Yeah, I didn't even see the last one.
Oh, poor X-Men.
Running down the list, we also got number three is Vulcan. I don't know.
Vulcan?
He is in the Summers family line. This is Gabriel Summers. So he's a more recent addition. First seen in the 2005 X-Men Deadly Genesis. Like most members of the Summer family, Gabriel's origins are, well, complicated and involves the Shi'ar Empire, alien technology, blah, blah, blah. Literally says blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But he is an Omega level mutant with a host of powers that rival DC's Man of Steel himself.
Oh, wow. Okay. Then, he's a freaking Superman. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's super clone.
And the Superman problem.
Superman. And in this picture I'm looking at, he looks like he's got like a Superman suit, but in Robin's colors.
Please tell me on this list that they do not put Onslaught.
I don't think I saw Onslaught.
Onslaught's a very convoluted character, very, very 90s, but essentially it was the merged consciousness of Professor X and Magneto.
Oh.
And basically it was a whole huge crossover event, and it was about as 90s as you could possibly get. Like, think of a giant mech like Hulkbuster armor, but it looks like Magneto. And then also can just basically utterly wreck everyone.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it was in
Voltron, let's kick some ass.
Wasn't great, but I mean, like, with many with things with the 90s and their crossover events, convoluted and kind of a pain in the ass.
This one, number four, I would love to see a movie with, I know Hugh Jackman's not going to be doing it anymore, and Daphne Keene needs to grow up a little bit more, but Dakin. Dakin is actually Wolverine's son, not like an actual son, biologically, not just like X-23, Laura, played by Daphne Keene in the Logan movie. He's actually his son, not a clone. But there are many times in like the X-23 comic series that I've read where they've come into play where it's her, Dokken, and then, like I've mentioned before when I did talk about the comics, Gabby, who is basically a clone of the clone. She is the clone of X-23 with her own version of the powers and stuff like that. And the three of them had to go on adventures together, basically. I'm putting it very simply, but I would love to see the three of like that happening. That would be awesome. And then have, I mean, Daphne King's still young, so she could be Gabby now. And then just have somebody else be the older Laura. Another one, we have technically seen him on the screen, but not in a movie. David Haller, Legion.
Yeah, and again, that's like the show was just a total mind F, and it's going to be one of those kind of hard things to do on the big screen. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it's kind of the same problem you have with any sort of child of a superhero sort of aspect. And we've really been bringing up a lot of them with what we'd like to see come out of it, because you've got to be like, okay, well, you're Professor X's son. Spoiler. Yeah. But like, how does that equate in order to make it interesting? And I feel like the comic books did a pretty good job of it, kind of to show how much of a pain in the ass Professor X really is when it comes down to things, and how much he isn't always the best of guys and definitely fathers.
Number six, North Star, and one of the, like, he was like one of the first openly gay mutants. That was a big thing. Number seven, Rachel Summers. I would love to see Rachel Summers. She is basically like, she came back in time, so spun out of the Days of Future Past storyline, and alternate universe where mutants were wiped out by the Sentinels. By way of comic book wackiness, Rachel found herself on Earth 616 and became a key X-Men figure throughout the 80s and the 90s. And as the daughter of both Jean Grey and the Phoenix, Rachel is immensely gifted telepath and telekinetic. That's before she teams up with the Phoenix Force, mind you. So when that happens, all bets are off. She's a tumultuous life of Marvel Comics has ever seen. And she takes on many monikers. So she's Marvel Girl, Phoenix, Hound, and Prestige, so she's had many a names. I just know her as Rachel Summers.
Yeah.
But yeah, big part, especially if you want to kind of get past the OG cast.
Now, did we see Sunspot in a TV show or something like that?
Yes, he was in Gifted.
He was
the one dating Lorna.
That's right, because I would love to see him as well, like on the big screen. I thought he was good. I was just trying to run down like X-Force characters because there's so many good ones out of X-Force, and that was mine because I love Cable so much. And yeah, the 90s X-Force.
Because I got into the X-Force, the more newer ones, and that had X-23, Domino, Wolverine. Wolfsbane, and I'm blanking on his name. He was the Native American.
Warpath. Warpath was in with me. I love him. I think he'd be good. Sunspot was really cool. And then also Cannonball.
Who turned
into a guy named Penance, who was so emo. It's like the most emo of like heroes ever. So just look up his story. I don't even want to get into it because we've been going super long on this. But like, seriously, he was ridiculous.
I'll post the rest of the list so you can see. We did get Sunfire, though, on this list. So.
Ooh, Sunfire's fun, too.
Another fiery character. I will post the list. Go check it out. Let us know who you would love to see that we haven't seen yet on the big screen.
Yeah.
And until next time, stay nerdy.